Crypto reverses sell-off as Rubio cites Iran. Progress on Strait of Hormuz crypto is rallying sharply after Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on May 24 that the U.S. has made significant progress in the past 48 hours toward a deal with Iran that could help resolve the situation around the Strait of Hormuz. Reuters reported the comments shortly before noon UTC, with Rubio framing the diplomatic track as the most concrete movement in weeks. As of May 24, 2026, 1156 UTC per coin market cap. Bitcoin trades at 77,176, 3.29%, 24H. Ether at 2123, 4.62%. Solana at 8638, 503%. BNB at 6965, 333%. And XRP at 137, 331%. The crypto fear and greed index still reads 39, labeled fear, meaning sentiment has not caught up with the bounce in spot prices. A 24-hour reversal on the same macro story. The move is more interesting because of what it reverses. Yesterday, crypto sold off, while the Dow closed at a record on the same Middle East thaw, a divergence we covered in yesterday's note on the crypto versus Dow split. Traders read the equity rally as a flight back to traditional risk and treated crypto as the funding source. The Rubio update appears to have flipped that, with capital rotating back into liquid alts on confirmation that the diplomatic track is real rather than headline-driven noise. Bitcoin is still down 1.52% over 7 days, and Ether is down 3.10%. So a single up day does not reset the weekly trend. It does narrow the gap between crypto and an S&P 500 that has held its highs through the same window. The Hormuz risk premium. The Strait of Hormuz carries roughly a fifth of global seaborne oil. Any credible reduction in disruption risk, there is a direct hit to the energy term premium, which in turn matters for inflation prints, terminal rate pricing, and the risk-on, risk-off rotation that has driven crypto correlations for most of May. Through the first 3 weeks of the month, BTC and ETH have moved more cleanly with rates and oil than with on-chain metrics. If a deal lands, two threads matter for crypto. Oil-linked inflation pressure eases, which pulls forward expectations of rate cuts and supports the hard money thesis for Bitcoin by lowering the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding assets. Risk appetite returns to mid-cap alts. The fact that SOL led majors today, WEI 5.03%, rather than BTC fits that pattern. NIR's run earlier in the week, covered in our AI token rotation piece, suggested capital was already looking for somewhere to go. The catch is that Iranian sources have not confirmed Rubio's framing, and the State Department has not released a readout. A walk back, even a partial one, would put the move at risk. Implied vol was already cheap. Going into today, Bitcoin implied volatility had compressed to a 7-month low despite the macro backdrop, a divergence we flagged in our note on BTC implied VOL. Cheap vol plus a binary geopolitical catalyst is the textbook setup for a sharp directional move, and the options market got the direction right today, even if traders were not positioned for the size. For desks running delta-hedged books, the move likely forced gamma-driven buying as spot pushed through strikes. That tends to amplify intraday moves and can also unwind quickly if the catalyst fades. Reading the fear and greed gap, the 39 reading on fear and greed, despite a 3.5% green day across majors, is the most useful signal in the snapshot. It says the bounce is mechanical, driven by short covering and tactical exposure rather than a shift in conviction. That is not necessarily bearish. It means there is dry powder if the diplomatic story holds up over the weekend. It also means a single negative headline could reset the move quickly. The asymmetry is real, but it cuts both ways. Card and stablecoin context. For readers holding stablecoin balances rather than spot crypto, today's move is a reminder that spot-linked cashback rewards and staking yields carry the same multi-day swing risk as the underlying tokens. A card that pays rewards in BTC or ETH delivered roughly 3.5% more purchasing power over the past 24 hours. The same card delivered less over the past week. The math on whether to convert rewards to stables on receipt is a question of personal risk tolerance, not a verdict on any particular card program. Cards that route through stablecoin balances sidestep that volatility, but also miss days like today.